Abigail and Nabal. Well, this goes on in the story of David. Samuel died, and all the Israelites gathered together and mourned for him, and they buried him at his home in Ramah. Remember, dear Samuel, he used to go all round Israel, teaching them about the Bible, and God's law, and then he'd come back to Israel, to Ramah, to his home. So he was the one who'd anointed Saul and anointed David, and David must have really felt he was his true friend, and he must have been so sad to lose him. That's what happens as we get older. We lose those who get older. We lose those who we've looked up to as our leaders and those who taught us the gospel. And it's all so that we can draw closer to God ourselves and closer to Jesus. So David went down into the desert of Paran. And there was a man there in Maon who had property. And this man was very wealthy. He had 3,000 sheep and 1,000 goats, and he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. That's to get their wool off them. His name was Nabal, and his wife's name was Abigail. She was beautiful and spiritual, but the man, Nabal, was harsh and mean. He belonged to the family of Caleb. Now, remember, Caleb was faithful. He and Joshua were the two faithful spies who came back and said, "We can go into the land. We believe it's possible." But the others said, no, let's go back to Egypt. So Caleb was really faithful, but he's got a descendant here called Nabal, who was not a spiritual person at all, didn't have faith. So it just shows that because your mummy and daddy might be believers, it doesn't mean that you must therefore be a good believing person. And also, if your mummy and daddy are unbelievers, if they are atheists or they don't believe in God, it doesn't mean that you won't believe in God. So it just shows that we've all got to independently believe.
Is that why Muslim people can be Christians as well?
That's right. Those Muslim people we baptised, they very bravely changed their religion. And so it just shows that we can't depend on mummies and daddies forever, that we have to decide for ourselves. David heard in the desert that Nabal was shearing his sheep. So David sent 10 young men and said to them, "Go up to Carmel and go to Nabal and greet him in my name. Say to him, 'Long life to you and peace to you and to your family. I've heard you're shearing your sheep. When your shepherds were with us, we didn't hurt them and nothing was lost of all that they had. Ask your young men and they can tell you. So please let my young men be acceptable to you. And please give us whatever you can.'" So you see, that's how hungry and thirsty David was. When David's young men came, they said this to Nabal. Nabal replied, "Who is David and who is this son of Jesse? There's a lot of servants these days who are escaping from their masters. Should I take my bread, my water, my meat that I've killed from my workers and give it to these men who I don't know who they are?" What he means is that David was really, should have been, as he thought, the slave and the servant of Saul. So he says, "Why should I help him?" So David's young men turned and went back and told him all this, and David was furious. He said, "Men, put on your swords." And David put on his sword. There was about 400 men who followed David, and another 200 stayed looking after their baggage. But one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, "Look, David has been really upset. He sent messengers to greet your husband, and Nabal railed at them. He shouted at them and was rude to them. But these men were indeed very good to us, and we were not hurt, and nothing was missing as long as we were with them in the fields. They were a wall to us, night and day, all the while that we were with them. So what should we do? Because it seems that David is going to come here and destroy us all. And your husband is such a worthless fellow that you can't even talk to him." Abigail saved the day. She quickly and wisely grabbed 200 loaves of bread, 2 bottles of wine, 5 dressed sheep, that sheep ready to be eaten, and lots of raisins and sultana cakes, and put them on donkeys, and said to her young men, "You go in front of me and I'll follow you." She didn't tell her husband Nabal. David and his men were coming towards her to kill Nabal and his family and her. and she met them. David was so angry. He was thinking, I kept all this fellow Nabal's things in the wilderness, and nothing of his was missing, and now he does this to me. He won't even give my men a bit of bread. I am not going to leave a single man of his family, a single person of his family alive. So David again was sinning. He was in such a tantrum that he was going to go and kill other people who were Hebrews. These weren't Philistines. Well, when Abigail saw David, she quickly got off her donkey and bowed before David. She fell at his feet and said, Oh, my Lord, please blame me for all these problems, but just let me talk to you. Please don't pay attention to this worthless fellow Nabal, that's her husband. As his name is, so is he, because Nabal means fool. That is who he is, she said, a fool. But I didn't know what was going on. I didn't talk like this to your servants when they came looking for food. So, because God has held you back from avenging yourself with your own hand, I wish that all your enemies and all those who seek evil to you be like Nabal. But please take this gift which I, your servant, have brought to you. Please forgive my sin. I know that Yahweh, God, will certainly establish your family because you fight the Lord's battles. Though men may rise up to chase you and to seek your life, yet I know that your life will be bound up like a bundle with the Lord your God. He is going to throw out the lives of your enemies as though he's throwing them out from a sling. So she'd obviously heard what David had done with the sling, so she talks to him in language that he can understand. And she said, When God has made you the king over Israel, then I don't want you to have on your conscience that you shed innocent blood, or that you avenged yourself. So when God has dealt well with you, then please remember me, your handmaid. David said to Abigail, Praise to the Lord God of Israel, who sent you this day to meet me. Blessed is your wisdom, and blessed are you for keeping me back this day from killing and avenging myself with my own hand. Indeed, as Yahweh, the God of Israel, lives, who has withheld me from hurting you, unless you had hurried and come to meet me, surely there would not have been a single man left in the family of Nabal by tomorrow morning. So David accepted from her what she had brought him, and he said to her, Go up in peace to your house. I have listened to your words, and I will do what you say. Abigail came back to Nabal while he was having a feast in his house, like the feast of a king. Nabal's heart was merry. He was very drunk, so she didn't talk to him until the morning. But in the morning, when Nabal was sober, his wife told him what had happened.
What means sober?
It means they're not drunk. To be drunk is to be drunk, and sober is to be not drunk. So when the alcohol had worn off, Nabal was sober, and Abigail told him what had happened. And he had a heart attack. His heart became like stone. He had a stroke. And about 10 days after that, God struck Nabal and he died. When David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, Praise the Lord, who has upheld my cause against Nabal and has kept back me, his servant, from doing wrong. God himself has punished the sins of Nabal. So you see, God can hold you back from sinning. That's why we pray, Lead us not into temptation, because God can lead into temptation, but we ask instead that he will deliver us from evil. And here, God held David back from sinning. So we don't want to sin, do we? We really don't want to sin. And so you can ask God to help you not to sin, and he will help you. And this is the work of the Holy Spirit today in our lives. So, after David knew that Nabal was dead, he sent and asked Abigail to become his wife. Now, that's right. You don't just take someone else's husband or wife. It's different if their partner dies and then they're single again. But David did the right thing. When his servants had come to Abigail to Carmel, they said, David has sent us to you, and he's asking you to become his wife. She bowed herself with her face to the earth and said, I am ready to be a servant to wash the feet of the servants of my Lord. So That's how we should approach marriage, being a husband or a wife, as a form of service. When you're young and you fall in love and all that, you may not feel that at the time, but that's really, in practice, what it's like to be married. It's a form of service to another person and to your children. So Abigail quickly got onto a donkey with five of her maids who followed her, and she went with the messengers of David and became his wife. So you see then that she responded quickly, just like Rebecca did when she was called to be the wife of Isaac. And that's always what we should do, to say yes straight away to God when we're asked to do things. Not to dilly-dally, but to see what we're supposed to be doing and to go and respond straight away.